It's going to be a great day and a great week. I'm your host, Arielle Chanel, and I am glad to be back with you for another episode. I have to apologize. I know in the last video that I did, the partnership recording, I said that I would be back last week with an episode. I had something I wanted to talk with you guys about, but that did not happen. There were quite a few things that happened last week that stopped that. So I apologize. I am so sorry, but I will talk about what I wanted to talk about last week, this week. And honestly, I think it's a better time for me to talk about it. So all things work for the good, right? But I left y'all without a dope beat to step to. You know what I'm saying? So I apologize for that. I really am sorry that I didn't have an episode last week. You guys know that we start every episode with gratitude, and that's no different this week. I am thankful for my nieces and nephews. They're growing so fast. Time is moving so fast that I just have to take a minute to pause and share how grateful I am for them. Each of them brings me so much joy in different ways, and I'm proud of all of them. I'm proud of who they are becoming. Some of them are parents now and doing an amazing job with their kids. My oldest nephew is married and is an amazing husband and father. My niece just graduated from high school. One of my nieces, just graduated from high school this weekend. And then the youngest ones are just thriving and growing, and they make me laugh. And it's always an honor whenever I call to speak to either their mother or my grandmother. No, not my grandmother, their grandmother. My mother or their mother. There we go. It's still early. But whenever I call to talk to someone and they're there, to hear the long auntie in the background, or them wanting to take the phone and saying, it's my turn. And listening to them share about their day as they get older, it does my heart good. And I have to take a moment to say that I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of the moments. So the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about last week that I didn't get to talk to you about was the movie The Little Mermaid. And I know for some of you, it's like, this is the big thing that you want to come on and talk with us about on this Monday. Well, yes, it is. The Little Mermaid for me has been a staple in my life since I was a child. So to see the full circle and the new live action movie and what they did with it and all of the changes that they made, I was excited for it because I know that there were things that kind of were full circle for my life as well. I've always had this like intertwining of The Little Mermaid in my life. And when I say it has been a staple and there's been an intertwining, I mean it. The Little Mermaid was one of the movies that I would watch all the time, to the point where it literally was like my babysitter. And if my mom needed to do something, she could just put The Little Mermaid on. There was a VHS tape that we had, and she would put The Little Mermaid on and go do what she had to do, because she knew that I would just be fixated on watching this movie, and I would sit and watch it. And my VHS of The Little Mermaid was special because it was a double feature. Being a child raised in the 90s, that would happen sometimes, and my double feature was The Little Mermaid followed by Edward Scissorhands, because that's what my dad decided to record back to back, and I would watch them. I would watch both of them back to back, then go upstairs to my parents' room. They had the VHS recorder rewinder, rewind it, and sometimes watch it again. And spend hours watching this movie because it just was such an amazing, magical moment. I can't even say any other word, but it was just this magical moment for me growing up. And so now that I'm older, I was able to have this moment again, but share it with my nieces. And it was such a beautiful moment to be able to go to the theater and sit down and have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old be there to share in a moment that was special for me and to see their reaction and to see what they thought of it. And in the same way as the actresses changed in the movie and different things have changed about the movie, it felt like a changing of the guard. And I feel that that was the same for me. And being there with my nieces, being able to pass on that Disney magic, you know, that I talked about before, because I talked about immersive Disney on here, but being able to pass that on to my nieces and share with them that same joy that I receive watching it. And so with that, I can say that I absolutely loved the movie, except for one part. I did not like the end of the movie. And if you want to know why I didn't like the end of the movie, we're going to have to talk about that offline, because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who wants to watch the movie, because it still is a part that, you know, you don't want spoiled. But I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy that part. It's the only thing keeping me from giving the movie an A. I'll give it a B. I'll give the movie a B, because I did not like that change. And I also found it funny that there are like little things that they changed for legality purposes so that they won't be canceled. And I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, they didn't say that word. Because movies were wild back in the late 80s, early 90s. They were pretty wild. They were pretty free with some of the things that they did and some of the things that they said. So those things, they took that out. I can say that. That's not a spoiler. They took those things out of the movie, replaced them, and they did it in a very tasteful way. So it's not overly obvious of what they did. But if you know the movie inside and out like I do, and you know every line and every word, you know what they change and what they keep. So I will give the movie a B. The overall experience of going and watching this movie and being with family, that is always an A+. Making memories with family is something that is invaluable and I will always treasure. I think it was even more exciting that this was my niece's first opportunity going to a movie in the theater. If I have any advice that I can give to someone, don't pick a 2-hour movie for a 1-year-old. That was a mistake on my part. But my niece did very well and she didn't cry. She just got super fidgety. And after a while, she would walk back and forth between my mom and me and everyone else and her sister and try to sit in the seat with her sister and then try to sit in the seat with me and all these different things. But the 3-year-old sat and had a great time. She watched the movie through, she had her snacks, and just you could tell she was really enjoying the moment. So that's my advice. If you're thinking about going to see the movie, I encourage you, please do go. It is worth seeing in theaters. No, I did not see it in 3D, but it is playing in 3D. So check it out. I have a question. Have you all seen the video that has been circulating around Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and whatever else of a couple who had just gotten married and they're walking down the aisle doing their processional, and the husband is on his phone the entire time he is walking down the aisle. I know when I first saw it, with one of my friends who showed it to me, and we were all talking about it, and I'm just making jokes and laughing about how, you know, oh, maybe he had to CC all the women he CC'd around town, you know, just let them know what just happened. But I've been thinking about this moment more and more. Like, each time I see it, each time it pops up, it just has sparked a conversation within my own mind. And I figured I would share it with you all and share my thoughts with you of what I think about this moment. And so, of course, being someone who is not yet married, but envisions myself one day being married, this is obviously a moment that I have thought about. And thinking about the wedding day, because that's like the entranceway to marriage. And in that moment, you don't think about your husband, or for men, if you're listening to this, your wife, walking down the aisle, not like lovingly gazing at you or smiling to all of the people in the audience and waving hello and doing your grand processional as you are walking into wedded bliss. It's not something that you think about, them being face down on their phone, constantly not looking up at you, not once. And it does, it kind of makes you feel a little bit of a way when you watch it, because we as humans, we tend to put ourselves in that other person's shoes. And like, how could they do that? Like, because we know if that was us, we would feel some kind of way. What's more important than the love of your life on your wedding day, that you have to be face down on your phone the whole time? And even at the end of the video, as they get outside, you see that phone is still attached to his hand, just there. But I started to think about it. And I am somebody who truly believes how you start a thing is how you finish it. And I started to ask myself, well, what was it like before the wedding day? What made it so easy for this guy to be on his phone at his wedding? Like, literally glued to the screen. And I have to think about myself. I know I am someone who I always have my phone on me. I always have it on me. There's like not a moment where I don't have my phone. And when I forget my phone, it doesn't really matter, because I have a smartwatch. So I always have the smartwatch, one of the two. I'm always connected to everything. Social media, phone calls, whatever, this or that, name it. I always have it. And I found over the years that my usage of the phone has gotten worse, and that I will miss out on key moments and key opportunities because my head is down in my phone. For example, I really enjoy playing the punch buggy game. My friend and I, every ride, we're always looking out for punch buggies to see who can get the other one first. And most times I miss the opportunity to see the punch buggy, which sometimes is like, you know, on my side, so it's easier for me to see, and I will miss it because my head is down on my phone. Whether I'm actually doing something important or not, my head is down, so I'm not seeing what's happening around me and what's going on around me. And with that, I know that if that is how I am now, and if that is what I'm conditioning myself to do, what would it be like when I finally get to a point where I'm like actually dating seriously or getting married or have children, all these different things that are important milestones in life or just hanging out with friends, even doesn't have to be related to family, whatever it is, going on a walk in nature, all of these different things. What would happen if I just continue to be sucked into the digital world and not paying attention to what's going on around me in reality? And so while, yes, I can get huffy puffy about this man walking down the aisle with his phone in his hand, I have to pause and consider myself and know that if I don't correct the way that I move in the world now, that could be me. It's not gonna be me, I know it, but it could be. Because never say never. We can never say what we would never do. And the way that I know, my phone has become another extension of me and another part of me. That possibly could be what happened with this man. He's just so conditioned to always be on his phone that even a moment that we believe should be so sacred, it would be incorporated in that. So I say all this to say, I am challenging myself, and I will put the challenge out to you as well, to find moments, like Erykah Badu says, and put the phone down. Put it down. I'm saying that to myself. I actually have started trying this in my own life already, but this video has made me more aware that I need to do it more. And so especially when out with the people you enjoy and the people you love, don't take them for granted. Put your phone down. Spend a moment. Try to see how long you can go without touching your phone. When you're in the presence of the people you care about, try to see how long you can go without touching your phone. When you're walking, try to see how long you can go without pulling your phone out of your pocket. Become more aware of your surroundings. Listen to the birds. Listen to the cars. Listen to the cars that sound like motorcycles. All the different things. Find what is going on and get connected again with the world. Get connected again with what's right in front of us. Get connected again with nature. Because I believe that it will actually start to heal us in a way. When we're able to connect back with the things that are living, to be able to take in the trees, take in the air, see how it smells, because it smells different every single day. That's my challenge. And like I said, I'm starting with me. I'm challenging myself first. But I ask you, if you feel the same way, if you've noticed that about yourself, give it a try. Try it out. All right, loves, that is it. I am done for this week. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk and listening to what I had to say. I hope that you all, one, go see The Little Mermaid, because I think everyone should watch it, male or female, woman or man, cat or dog, I don't care. Go see the movie. It's good. You're never too old for fantasy. You're never too old to imagine. You're never too old to dream. So go see the movie. And take a moment and put your phone down and enjoy the things around you. Go find you some dinglehoppers in the wild. Learn about all the neat stuff. And I will see you all again next week. Bye. That's all for now on Good Morning Love. You can continue talking with me on Instagram at Ariel Chanel or on Facebook at Ariel Chanel Music. Let me know what you think. And until next time, remember, always wake up with love.